Everyone. Okay, so I love this background. I just changed the background and I really freaking love this. It's like so peaceful. Like this would be my house, you know? Like I love having a home that just is so empty and it's one color. This would be my house, you guys. All right, so today we're diving into a really, really important topic that I absolutely love. I think it is so important, so critical, and it is all about loving yourself. So, oh my God, I am so happy. I don't know why. I'm just like full of bliss and joy today. I'm excited to be here with you, and I want to say thank you for tuning in. I want to say thank you for being here with me. I appreciate you so much for spending time with me, and I'm just so grateful to be having this conversation with you. So let's dive right into it. So, you know, this whole concept of self-love, I think sometimes can be like kind of corny to some people, yet it can also be very profound, very important for others. However you resonate with this concept of self-love at this time, I embrace it all and I welcome all of your perspectives. So today I'll be sharing about my journey with developing my own self-love and how that has been so profoundly transformative in my life, in my relationships, in my health, in my relationship with my family, and even in my relationship with money and finances and everything. So that's something that I wanted to touch on, to talk about deeply, deeply today from my heart. And I want to share with you so many things that have been so phenomenal in my life, because I want you to experience the same amazing transformation in your own life, so that you get to shine in whichever way that your soul is here to do. So let's dive right into it. What is self-love and why is it important? Self-love, how I define self-love, is really this understanding and this inner wisdom of knowing that the love that you either seek outside or you truly desire to have is actually inside of you. And so knowing that, it's about going back inwards and cultivating this self-love, this love from within you, so that this love radiates and overflows and shares, so that you have so much of it for yourself and the people around you get to experience that too. The reason why this is called self-love and not outside of self-love or other people's love is because I want to really take this space to acknowledge just how incredible we all are, how phenomenal we all are, and also how like responsible we all are for our lives. When you think about it, there are over 7 billion people on this planet. If every single person says, okay, I don't need to care about self-love, it's that person, right? Like that person has to give me love and that person has to be the source of love. That one, if not that one. All right, we're like pointing in every direction. It's those people, they have to give the love, not me. I just don't want to do anything. Leave me alone. If every single person on this earth says that, imagine a whirl of pointing fingers we would have. So self-love is really this responsibility, this leadership that we take for ourselves. I gotta write that down. That was good. Leadership. Yeah, of course it is. Self-leadership starts with self-love. It's because, listen, like if you're a leader, you're not here to make someone feel horrible about themselves and like abuse them. Okay, so as I was saying, as a leader, it all starts from self-love, because the people that you're leading, right, you're not here to like manage them, micromanage them, or make them feel bad about themselves. Leaders that I personally have really looked up to and I know other people appreciate
is someone who really radiates love and care for those that they lead and those in on their teams. So how I see self-love is really the self-leadership. You're leading yourself, you take responsibility for cultivating this love within yourself so that you bring it out when you go into the world, when you go to your workplace, when you go to your family, your friendships. It is your own personal contribution that you bring out and you share to those around you and the places that you go to. So that's how I define self-love. And I think that sometimes people can kind of like look down on the concept and think it is so corny, yet I think it is so absolutely profound. And it is a deep practice that in meditation, in mindfulness, in Buddhism, it is something that we cultivate. So it is absolutely important. And it has been the key of my own healing and the positive contribution that I bring to those around me. So one of the key of self-love that I want to touch on is self-acceptance. Okay, so I'm going to try to break this down as much as possible because there's just so many things to touch on. But self-acceptance, why? Why is loving yourself the key to self-acceptance? The reason is because it's like we're breaking down the word love, right? The word love is quite big. When we break down the word love, what does love feels like? One of the aspects is acceptance. When we love someone, we accept them wholeheartedly for who they are, for the negative and the positive traits. And so the same concept applies to ourselves. When we love ourselves fully, we accept ourselves for all of the aspects that we are, the what seems to us as positive and what seems to us as negative. Because here's the thing, like a lot of the times we think something about us is so negative, but other people actually don't. They either see it as just neutral or something unique about us or something they even like about us, right? But maybe we see it as negative. And so the whole understanding of self-love and the wisdom of self-love is that this is the relationship with yourself. And you learn to accept everything about you, whether you seem it as negative or positive. So self-acceptance is really the foundation. And when it comes to self-acceptance, you want to release all criticism about yourself. This is challenging because our brain a lot of times is like, it has wired us to look for the problem, look for the things that are wrong. And so we do that to ourselves as well. We look for the things that are wrong about us. We look for the things that are wrong about other people. And that's kind of like the energy and the behavior and the pattern that we bring out. But we want to rewire that because when we constantly look for the problem in the world, in ourselves, in others, it creates a negative spiral. We go down this negative spiral because all we're seeing are problems, the things that are not working, things that are wrong. And we go down this spiral of criticism. And criticism is like the worst thing for self-love, right? Like when you imagine saying, you know, I'm in the most loving relationship of my life, and you tune into the conversation of that loving relationship, is it gonna sound like, okay, you're stupid, you're horrible, you're lazy, you're not good enough, you're not successful, you're not rich, you're not beautiful, you're all these things, you look horrible, you look scary. A lot of the times, like those are the things we say to ourselves and we're not aware of it, but yet when we think about self-love and we tune into the conversations that happen in a loving relationship, it doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like someone pointing a finger at you and say, you're a freaking dumb piece of blah, right? The thing is, sometimes we subconsciously talk like that to ourselves, or, you know, it's the things that our parents have said to us and it sticks with us for years. But here is where the self-responsibility, the self-leadership comes into place, is you get to actually change that. You get to rewire that. You get to say different things to yourself. You get to have a more loving conversation with yourself and thereby having a more loving relationship with yourself. So something that can start with, so it really depends on where your insecurity is, right? So if your insecurity has to do with your look, then it's really important to like appreciate yourself. You know, I really love the way that I look. I really love the way that you look. And you go to the mirror and you say those things to yourself. You appreciate those things about yourself. You say those things often. Why? Because you want to have the most amazing, the most beautiful relationship with yourself that you can have. Because this is the foundation of a good life. The foundation of a good life is not based on self-criticism and making yourself wrong for everything. The foundation of a good life is that you have a beautiful relationship with yourself, that no matter what happens, what's going on, you have this love as a foundation to always, always feel grounded and easeful in. And so it starts with the way that you talk about yourself. So some of the things, right, that over the years I've learned to say is, you know, you're intelligent, you're smart, you're beautiful, I love you, I appreciate you, you're doing an amazing job. No matter how well you do or how this perform or how this turn out, I will always love you. I appreciate you. I know this is difficult, but I know we're going to get through this. So I've really learned to like reparent myself and work with my inner child to create this like beautiful atmosphere of self-love and self-appreciation. Because at the end of the day, who is reaping those rewards? It's you, right? And if you're criticizing yourself, who is receiving that? It's you. You're receiving the criticism. And so if you don't want to receive criticism from yourself, then it's time to start rewiring those conversations, change those conversations, shift those conversations, right? One of the aspects that I want to talk also about self-love is the shadows. So we all have our shadows, and I want to redefine shadow or define shadows in this conversation. Shadow, like I said, is those aspects about yourself that you're not willingly accept. A lot of times you reject them. A lot of the times you reject them to the point where you don't even see it in yourself. So for example, let's say I really reject the fact that I'm bossy. Let's just say that. I really reject the fact that I can be bossy. So what ends up happening is I go out into the world and I judge other people. And I say, that person is so bossy, right? Like I point fingers. Okay, that person's so bossy. She is too bossy. He is too bossy, blah, 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 blah. Right? I go out into the world. I point to everyone else but myself saying that they're bossy. So this is the mirror effect. When we judge and criticize others for certain traits, those are the traits that we have rejected about ourselves to the point where we don't even see it in us, but it mirrors, it reflects in the external object that we're criticizing. So it doesn't always mean that you're actually a bossy person. It could mean that you're suffering from people pleasing, right? But what it means is that you haven't accepted certain traits relate to what you're saying. So let's say bossy, maybe that person is really assertive, right? Or maybe that person really speaks up and they really take commands, but that's not something that you've embodied. That could be one situation. Another situation could be they are actually bossy to the point where it's like unpleasant for you. But what about your own boundaries? Have you set your own boundaries? So instead of criticizing that person for being bossy or bossing you around, what if you had already set a boundary that this is not something you engage with, or you have a certain standard and protocols of interacting with this person? So that is where the self-responsibility and self-love and self-leadership comes in. It's not, it's not just this, like, people think it's just this, like, you know, burn a candle and take a bath. And I mean, it's that too. That's definitely one way, right? But when we go deeper and deeper, there is so much depth and meaning to cultivating self-love beyond just like the joy that we experience for ourselves, because it's really at the core of it, we're protecting, we're caring for ourselves. We're really, really taking charge of our lives, and we're not pointing fingers, but we're always going at life, approaching at life from a perspective of having great self-awareness. So one of the way, like some ways that you can dive into shadow work, sometimes shadow work happens as like a kind of natural progression of your own evolution. You come to understand yourself at a deeper level. Sometimes shadow work happens as a process of going into like psychedelic assisted therapy or healing or plant medicine's journey, like really, really deep soul digging, you know? I had my own shadow work when I was actively just like doing shadow work. So it can be very much something that just happens to you that forces you to look at this. It can also be something that you actively choose, right? So when you actively choose to do shadow work, the things that you can look at are all like the deem, you know, things that are deemed as negative in society. They call the unconscious collective, right? The things that are just seen as just like rejected in society. And you look at those aspects and you see them within yourself and you explore those things within yourself. So, for example, one of the aspects that I, you know, experimented or I really reflected and worked within myself is manipulation. I always just thought, you know, I'm not a manipulative person. Like, there's no way, right? Like, I see myself as this positive person. Like, what are you talking about? But when I did shadow work, it was very surprising in like a very meaningful and beautiful unfolding. I looked into all the ways that I actually use manipulation in relationships, in my conversations, in the ways of just my mindfulness spell. That's how I use, you know, how did I use manipulations in relationships, in conversation, things like that. And so when I dig deeper into the manipulative patterns within myself, the benefit that I received from that is I actually gained more self-honesty. I looked at myself with more honesty and I was able to see other people with more honesty. And I could see if they had manipulative patterns that I could see that and I could understand that and I could have compassion instead of judging that person because I have seen that in myself. And that is the beautiful thing is when you understand and you see things within yourself, you love yourself, you're able to have that compassion to another human being who are perhaps going through their own darkness or their own shadows or, you know, struggling with their own shadow. And that's really what we're here to do. We're here to love ourselves. We're here to love each other. And it really starts with ourselves because you cannot see an aspect in another person unless you don't already see it in you. When you are able to accept yourself, it becomes so much easier to accept another person. But when you are so deep in criticizing yourself, what you end up doing is you end up criticizing another person. And can you imagine a relationship or a friendship or a relationship with a family member where all there is just criticism? It actually is very diminishing for your well-being, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, versus a relationship that is full of appreciation and encouragement and support. That is a completely different world. So self-love is really this, you know, responsibility. It's taking charge of ourselves, of our lives, and this is taking leadership for ourselves and modeling to others how, you know, how they could also do that for themselves and for other people as well. So I want to share a little bit before I kind of end this, to really kind of like bringing on this personal touch point. My own journey to shed lights to you. And I wanna kind of bring like a quote from Louise Hay. She is my favorite teacher. She was the teacher that really kind of led me on this path of deep, deep, deep self-love, especially with the mirroring work. What mirroring work is you look into the mirror and you speak beautiful things to yourself. So Louise Hay is the person that really started that. So after I share a little bit, some personal touch point. I'm gonna read you some excerpts from this, and I'm also gonna show you. I have this heart chakra mist. This is like my favorite thing to do. Like every time when I'm about to do a very meaningful activity, something that, you know, really like expands my heart, open my heart, I just literally spray this. It's just so beautiful. Okay, so I want to share with you, because I think this is really important. My journey before actually doing the self-love work is I was subconsciously always judging myself. I was subconsciously always criticizing myself. You know, I never felt I was good enough. How that looked like on the outside is I was constantly overachieving everything in my life. I never felt good enough. I would start a bunch of projects, never felt like it was successful, felt a lot of shame. I spoke negatively about myself. Like, I didn't even know what it meant to speak positively about myself, right? I didn't know how worthy or deserving I was of having positive friendships and relationships in my life. And so really, it was just this like having no awareness, really. Like, it was kind of, you're blind and you're in the dark. And at that time, the emotional states that I experienced a lot was a lot of sadness. Like, there was just a lot of sadness and anger and upset, right? Like, aggression and shame that I felt. And I never understood why I felt those things. It just felt like the world was wrong. My world was wrong. Something was wrong. But I didn't know that at the core, it was that I was the one criticizing and blaming myself. And, you know, didn't have this foundation of self-love. And so it just felt like I was just really struggling in life, emotionally, internally, all the things. The turning point of when I started doing this work, I don't know why, but every time after a breakup, it's like there's something about a breakup that just brings you to a metamorphosis. So after a relationship breakup, I started to realize that I really need to cultivate this self-love, because I was the one that needed to learn to love myself, and it wasn't something that I depend on another person to give me. So that's when I dive into Louise Hay work, and every day I was doing mirror work. I was looking at myself in the mirror and saying amazing things to myself and really reparenting my inner child. And I think it was like after a month or 2 months, I saw like major impact and effect from doing this work. And I was then like, just holy smokes, like I share it with everyone. I was doing it all the time. Like, I really made this my daily practice as much as meditation. And the result after this is, you know, I see relationships around me honestly get better. Like, of course, life will always have challenges, but the way that I handle myself and the way that I handle life is so different. I handle life with grace. I handle myself with so much more ease and grace. And the love and the acceptance that's there allows me to handle life with just so much more like compassion and ease. And it makes this experience a lot more enjoyable, that even when I'm feeling sad or somebody has hurt me, I come back to this foundation of self-love and I go there and I fall into myself. Like, you know, this is safe. I'm safe within myself. I'm okay. I know I'm going to be okay, and all is well. And that is beautiful, right? Because that's the thing, is that we're not doing this work so that we never experience challenge in life. We're doing this work so that when we do experience challenge, instead of reacting with negativity and reacting with pain and more anger and sadness, we are now responding from a foundation of love and compassion and understanding and self-awareness, because this is the true evolution of our soul, of what we're meant to experience in this lifetime, is the inner liberation, the freedom, and the love from within. So I'm sure you have a reason as to why you're watching or listening to this recording with me. I invite you to lean into that intention of why you open this up, you listen to this in the first place, and really lean in as to why this is important for you right now. Why is self-love important for you right now? If you had all the love to yourself in the world, what would be possible for you? How would you feel on a daily basis? How would it help you overcome certain challenges in your life? So I really encourage you to lean into that. And then I'm gonna find something wonderful in this book and I read it. Okay. So this is from the book Trust Life by Louise Hay. And this is talking about, actually, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna open up a chapter that feels right. Okay, this is amazing. It's just perfect. Okay. Loving others is easy when I love and accept myself. All of the important work we do on ourselves. Wanting your mate to change is a subtle form of manipulation, a desire to have power over him or her. It may even be self-righteousness, because it is saying that you are better than he or she is. Allow your partners in life to be as they choose to be. Encourage their self-exploration, self-discovery, self-love, self-acceptance, and self-worth. The other page of this is, I praise myself for the big and little things. Today, you learn to break the habit of judgment and self-criticism, to go beyond the need to put yourself down. Make a list of 5 things you criticize yourself for. Go down the list and beside each item, write the date on which you began to criticize yourself for this particular thing. If you can't remember the exact date, approximate. Are you amazed at how long you've been picking on yourself? This habit of self-criticism has not produced any positive changes, has it? Criticism doesn't work. It only makes you feel bad. So be willing to stop it. Now, change each of the 5 criticisms on your list to a positive affirmation. Wonderful. So that is your homework for today after listening to this. Is to write a list of the 5 things you criticize yourself for, look at the dates to see how long you've been criticizing yourself for, and once you've done that, write 5 affirmations to change this entirely for you. So I love you so much. Thank you for watching, for tuning in, for being here with me today. If you've received anything amazing, beautiful insight, I would love to hear from you. And if you'd like to go deeper on this journey of self-love and understanding yourself, feel free to reach out to me in my private DM on Instagram or Facebook. I have my private coaching always open with different offers. I also do custom offers depending on your individual's needs. So feel free to just message me and I will see you next time. Bye.